Welcome back, or welcome to Multi-Housing News' Top Marketers Podcast. My name is Jordana Rothberg, and for this month's episode, I am so excited to be joined once again by a guest that we featured last year, Nicole Jones. Nicole, as you may remember, is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Veris Residential and brings more than 20 years of real estate marketing and branding experience to the table. She currently oversees marketing and communications for Veris Residential's entire multifamily portfolio, as well as all corporate marketing and communication efforts. If you haven't had the chance to listen to Nicole in my last conversation, I highly recommend going back to hear more about the Veris Residential brand and its pillars of ESG, philanthropy, and DEI that it stands upon. It's pretty important to this conversation. Nicole, I am so happy to have you here with me again today. Thank you for joining.
Hi, so nice to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Always. So, as you and I both know, since we last chatted, Veris Residential has been keeping up with its promise and doing a lot in terms of its initiatives to keep residents happy. So I know over the last year or so that you and the team have been working on a new program, Veris Promise. So could we just start with what is Veris Promise?
Sure. So quite simply put, it's our commitment to our residents, both our existing and future residents, to provide excellence at every turn. It's a program that I believe in our industry is really unique, and it also is consistent with our commitment of providing a best-in-class experience. When I arrived, I know we talked about it last time, it's been about 2.5 years ago since I came to Veris Residential, and we had a really big task to handle, which was the rebrand. So the Veris Promise actually had to sit sort of on the back burner. It was definitely in my mind that there was something that we needed to do. I had done sort of smaller versions of the Veris Promise in the past, but my team honestly didn't have the capacity to take it on at the time and handle it along with the rebrand. So to the benefit of our residents, the Veris Promise actually sat on the back burner, and it actually has turned out to be a much bigger program with a lot more features and benefits than I initially thought it would be.
Amazing. And give me a little bit more background. Just what does that mean? What is Veris Promise? Is it like a set of rules? Is it standards? Is it, you know, something for everyone? What does it really entail?
Sure. So it's something that regardless of which of our properties you live at, it doesn't matter if you live at our highest end property to our smallest, more bespoke property, you get the Veris Promise. It's a part of your living experience with us. We call it an unparalleled welcome home. And like I said, I think it is really unique because yes, it is a lot of various benefits, things like a 30-day move-in guarantee, a maintenance guarantee, all kinds of, I know we're going to get into some of the more exciting pieces of it soon, but it's benefits that our residents can count on. They can look at it and understand when they move in with us, it's sort of the icing on the cake. It is a commitment to what their living experience is going to be like with us. You know, we take the concept of a promise really seriously. We didn't want it to be something that was hollow, something that looked, you know, super shiny and pretty and had like a beautiful brand that went with it, but really meant nothing. And during that process of it sort of sitting on the back burner, I got an opportunity to spend a lot of time with our on-site teams and talk with the part of my team that supports those properties. And what I realized is like, we were doing a lot of this stuff for our residents, but we weren't really getting credit for it. I think in a lot of cases, didn't seem that residents were aware of them. Or some of them had lived with us so long, they thought it was very typical of any property management company. So we wanted to ensure that it was a huge differentiator for us and that our residents were aware of it.
Got it. And then it was a differentiator that people knew about when they were even just surveying a property potentially, right?
Exactly. So it's something that we rolled out. So we rolled it out in late September. Mm-hmm. We did a big campaign to our existing residents because it was really important to us that they felt a part of this and they didn't feel like it was just for new people who moved in. That was really important to us. But anybody who was coming to tour a property or if you went on the website, anything you looked at, you would understand this value proposition. You would understand that it was an above and beyond service that we were going to be providing. And, you know, we know that people are looking at, they're probably, we wish they would just look at us right. or just look at our properties, but we know that they're looking at a lot of other wonderful properties that are sometimes very similar in one market. They could be a lot of high rises with similar amenities, and it's hard to differentiate yourself in that space. And this gave us that thing to differentiate ourselves.
Once you decided to actually move forward with making Veris Promise come true, like you said, it's been on the back burner for a while, and now your team and you want to move forward, how did you decide where Veris Promise was going to live? Like, is it a new brand in its own? Is it just something that you like link to under the services in your website menu? What did it become?
I think for us, it was, the answer was always pretty clear that it needed to be a part of the Veris brand. So we didn't want to create a second brand because the Veris brand had only been in existence for, I mean, at the time of launch, it had only been existence for 2 years. Mm-hmm. At the time we started working on this, it was really in its infant stages. So really kind of like under a year old. So we didn't want to confuse anybody. We wanted it to make very clear that this is an enhancement. You know, Veris Residential, that's who you pay your rent to. The Veris Promise is sort of on top of it. It's an added benefit. So we were pretty clear the whole time that it just needed to be sort of a sub-brand with its own identity, but similar to the way that we treated ESG. It's a part of our brand. It's a value proposition. It's something that residents know they can count on when they live with us. And so we were able to take a really organic approach to it. And we, yes, it does live in, you know, the navigation is a page on the website, but we started sprinkling it throughout the entire buying experience. So, and it's something that we're continuing to work on, honestly. Like we did what we could sort of at the time, but we keep finding opportunities. Where can we put the Veris Promise? Where can we explain this value proposition to residents or prospects and make it really clear? So it is something that we continue to add and enhance. But for us, we, like I said, we knew that it needed to just be that crown to Veris Residential, if you will. And I think, you know, the ironic thing about this process is anybody who knows me, like, knows that I like to push the envelope. I want to move fast. I want to get stuff done. And sort of because our team was at capacity and we really had to prioritize the rebrand, I was able to sort of watch, listen, and learn. And ultimately, that made the Veris Promise stronger than it would have been if we had done it concurrently with the rebrand. So I think for me, as somebody who's somewhat impatient and wants to, you know, always be making change and always be pushing the envelope, it was a really good lesson and exercise for me that if I hadn't been forced to just wait on it, I think it would have been really something that was good and something that was needed. I'm not sure it would have been as strong as it was a year later.
Right. Okay. I love that. Now that I have a little bit more background, you know, where the idea came from, what it was like deciding where it was going to live, I'm curious to know what the buy-in process was like in terms of getting everybody at Veris Residential on board with, you know, setting yourself to make this Veris Promise come true. What was that buy-in process like for you and your team?
So as I mentioned, it was on the back burner. I was kind of, you know, sort of doing this listening and learning tour as a part of the rebrand brand process. I spent a lot of time on site because we were reshooting, you know, photography and videography of our properties, which gave me an opportunity to spend a lot of time with our teams and listen to them. And what I heard from them is they would say like, oh, people really love it when I tell them that we offer this or we offer that, or people love our events. When we launched the brand, people love the ESG aspect of our brand. And now they know the different things that we're doing. So I was hearing that very consistently. I was hearing inconsistent things that people love, but very consistently, I was hearing from the teams that people, our residents, loved these things. And mm-hmm. So I would always say to them, again, because I wasn't ready to tell them we're going to solve this sales problem for you. But I would just say like, that's interesting. It seems like we should get credit for that. So when it came to creating the Veris Promise, conceptually, people were already on board about communicating this, you know, doing a better job. And I spent a lot of time working with all the department heads. So operations, asset management, legal, training, to build out the program. I knew kind of at my core what should be a part of the program. But then we worked really closely with those departments. Because again, like everybody was like, yes, we have something special here. We're doing something special. We're not getting credit for it. But when we worked with those departments, I mean, we went through like every aspect of the program and like talked about just, it was like a rabbit hole on every single thing. So like everything you see as a part of the program, we spent a lot of time talking about how that would work. People would push back. People were nervous about things. So we discussed everything at length, and we felt really good that we had sort of like poked holes in everything. Every department was on board. Everybody was like very excited about this. And then the next step was to meet with our CEO. And so I presented the concept to him, and he was really supportive of it, but definitely poked holes in some of the things.
Right. As CEOs do.
Exactly. But he, you know, the funny thing is he pushed us for more accountability. So he, like, in places where we were a little bit nervous, because again, we wanted our promise to be truly a promise. So we were going to put language in this that our residents can point to and say, hey, you didn't do X. And so our CEO, Mahbod, was like, what's the repercussion for not doing it? We need to have a repercussion that, you know, we actually pay for or we make up to the residents in some way. He wanted to see something that was measurable. So our residents know, because he didn't want it to be, again, to my point of, we want it to really be something strong that adds value. He was like, if we don't, you know, sort of punish ourselves for not following through on the promise, then eventually it just becomes sort of like a nothing. And we've all experienced brands where, you know, like once you go to actually say, hey, you didn't live up to this, and then sort of like, sorry,
right,
as a customer, that doesn't, you know, that it doesn't make you feel committed to that brand. So we all collaborated. It was probably like 8 months. So we're into year two, that we spent a lot of time collaborating for about 8 months. And then we were ready to share it with our regionals and then our managers. And really, like, every group that we met with was very excited. They had some legitimate concerns. And then we made changes to the program based on their questions and feedback, which, again, similar to the process with our CEO, made the program stronger. And then because some of the new features, things like we were introducing a 24-hour maintenance guarantee, a 30-day move-in guarantee, these things meant that we had to change some of our policies and procedures, which, you know, it's great for marketing to come up with great ideas, but our operations team actually has to follow through on it. And they're the ones that have to actually administer the program. So that, you know, took another couple of months to work through each layer of the company. And I think this is honestly sort of like the key to developing anything, is making sure that you hear from people who are on the ground and working with customers. And I wouldn't say, like, in this case, we listened to them, we heard their concerns. It didn't mean that we changed directions, but it meant that we were armed with, where's the pushback going to be? Where are our challenges going to be? We really understood those, and then we tried to address them. And then when we launched, you know, we trained our teams. Even during the training, they had fantastic questions, fantastic concerns that by that time we really knew how to address their concerns. And mostly they were all excited, because now it was like this comprehensive sales tool. They didn't have to, as a leasing associate, they didn't have to remember all of these things that Varis did. They could sort of point to the Varis promise and say, maybe pets are really important to somebody, or that move-in guarantee is really important to somebody who's, you know, moving across the country, and maybe they're renting sight unseen, so they're not really as confident as they would be renting. Does this make somebody rent with us because they know you can leave as a resident within the first 30 days? That is part of the Varis promise. So, you know, I mean, it was definitely a labor of love. And like I said, it was a slow process. And for me, because it was like, you know, something I was super passionate about, it meant that like every day I was having lots of daily conversations or sidebars, or somebody would ping me, or somebody might hear about the program. Maybe they weren't supposed to hear about the program just yet, and we weren't ready to talk to them about it. But it meant really having all those conversations and letting people voice their concern. And that's what ultimately moved it forward. But I realize, like, I'm really extraordinarily lucky at Varis, because my colleagues want to help you create value and not impede progress. I think about like my relationship with our legal team, and I'm sure a lot of marketers think, oh, legal, they want to stop us from, you know, we have this great idea and like, oh gosh, we got to deal with legal, and they don't, you know, want to help us, when that can be further from the truth. I'm biased, I know, but we have a wonderful legal team. But I've really learned over the years that legal makes sort of like the best partner on something like this, because in this case, they genuinely wanted to help make it successful, but also protect the company from those who might not have the best intentions. So it was a great experience, but definitely a labor of love.
Is this, would you say, a really hard part of your job, getting everybody to buy in? I'd imagine that it's, maybe I'm wrong, but a little bit nerve-wracking, or maybe even frustrating, to have to go to all of these different people and let them just pick apart your baby, something you've been working really hard on. Is this difficult for you?
I would say early on in my career, it definitely was difficult. I think any person, especially in marketing, would be lying if they said that it wasn't a challenging part of the process, because, you know, we come up with what we think are really fantastic ideas. I think marketing is probably closer to the psyche of the customer than really any department. And at the end of the day, like, we really care about the customer's experience. And so it's easy, really, really easy to get defensive and protective of what you've developed and just feel like you can, and in some cases you can sort of force the issue and you can get the win and you can push your brand out there, your program or whatever it may be. But ultimately what I learned of my career is that doesn't help the brand or the program or whatever it is. It doesn't help it live on. Just because you launch something, regardless of whether you've gotten buy-in, that's just stage one of the branding process. So like I said, I think it's really easy to be defensive and protective. But over the years, I've learned that this is, for me, is really like the best part of the process. I love, don't get me wrong, like I love the branding. I love seeing beautiful creative and great ideas. But I love the process of getting buy-in, because it's just like, to me, it's like little mini wins as we go along. It's like bringing somebody else on board feels really good. And when I get someone else really passionate about, in this case, the Verus Promise, they are very protective of it because they've been brought into the process. They feel ownership of it. And so I felt like I was marching along with an army in the end, where when it was time to roll it out, everybody from our CEO to our maintenance managers to our leasing specialist, everyone was going to protect it. And ultimately with branding, like, that's actually the goal, is defend and protect the brand at all costs.
I love that. That's a really wonderful way to put it. Just those little wins that eventually add up to an army of people that have your back. That's really wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Going back a little bit to the nitty gritty of the Verus Promise and what it is. You said earlier, you know, obviously Verus had some things that it was already doing and wasn't getting credited for or noticed, but also that there were some new things that you implemented. What were some of the new things that you implemented into the launch?
Sure. So I guess I'm going to dive into the old actually before I answer the new part, because the things that we weren't getting credit for or were sort of like scattered, or maybe they were a part of the brand, or they were, you know, sort of a little line on the website. Those things I think helped lay the foundation of what ultimately became the Verus Promise. And those were, like, we've got a wonderful relationship with WELL. So we have WELL health and safety ratings and equity ratings across our portfolio. The move-in inspection and preparation. Our residents have no clue how much care and attention we put into making an apartment ready for them to make into their home. We should tell them, we should get credit for the fact that our teams do, you know, this checklist and all of these different processes to make that apartment ready. Embraced by Verus Residential, which we talked about last time we chatted. And then there were like lots of like little things, like we offer a complimentary lockout and a complimentary late payment. We have a resident referral program. Those things were not being shared sort of like consistently. So then once we like identified those things that we were doing, we were able to layer in some of the things that we thought, you know, if we are a best in class provider, if we're, you know, sort of one of the top property management companies in the country, which we believe we are, what are the things that we have to do? And some of this also, you know, we went and we looked at, sort of did a competitive analysis to see what's everyone else doing? What are the best property management companies doing? Where's the opportunity? And that helped us identify that we needed to do a 30-day move-in guarantee, the 24-hour maintenance guarantee, really, really important. We already had bike storage at the majority of our properties, but the fees that we charged were like really de minimis to us. It gave us a really great opportunity to add value to the program, because we just say complimentary bike storage for our residents.
Right.
We created this curated partnership program, which is definitely my second favorite part of the program. And that is where we work with other like-minded brands to provide benefits or discounts for Verus residents, and their unique discounts. My team has spent a really long time building and developing these relationships. And every quarter we add a few new partners to the program. So that is, you know, something that is really unique. And it's also, it's very time consuming because we're having conversations with other brands and trying to get them on board. But really my favorite benefit of the Verus Promise is the change to our pet policy. We were already allowing dogs of any size, but when we launched the Promise, we removed the breed restrictions.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. With that one, you know, and I think a lot of my fellow marketers or those in operations can appreciate how like nervous and excited our teams were. It was like simultaneously they were cheering and then they were like, oh boy, right. What's this kind of going to mean?
Right.
Honestly, not that many companies in the country have done this just yet. I've seen them sort of here and there, or pockets, or like a property doesn't have a breed restriction, which is great. I think it's a step in the right direction. But honestly, like the dogs, a lot of them, these breeds were already in our buildings. People were already circumnavigating the existing breed restrictions. And it was actually putting a strain on our teams to manage that process. And So when we started having, and again, these are like the sidebar conversations that we started having, because this was the thing that people were like most excited and nervous about. And we were like, these dogs already live at this property. Let's just make this a benefit of the Verus promise. And reception's like been really great. And it removed the leasing barrier, removed drain from the teams of having to manage and have whatever conversations they need were having with residents who had these restricted breeds. And it's also, it, you know, we haven't done it yet, but we're getting ready to have a pet adoption fair with amazing. One of the local groups that we wouldn't really have been able to do in the past, because obviously there are oftentimes a lot of these breeds end up at the, you know, at the pound or needing to be adopted. So that one to me has been like a huge win-win-win all across the board and really just really exciting.
That is so exciting. I mean, I literally have a pity mix sitting on my bed right now. She's not mine. She's my friend's, but man, she should be allowed everywhere, shouldn't she?
Yes. Absolutely. Exactly. And, You know, that's the thing that we talked about with our teams is that like every animal, they're still going to have to live up to the standards. Like they still have to have the, you know, the right behavior. They still, the owner is still responsible for their behavior. But if we've already removed the size restrictions, the breed restriction is really, I think, kind of an outdated view.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So, and that one to me, I think feels the most Verus, if you will, because of just everything that Verus Residential stands for. To me, that one was like the most exciting to do something that I hope pushes our industry forward. I hope others will see like, okay, that we took the leap and then maybe somebody else will take the leap. And eventually this will be, you know, the normal, because I remember 15 or so years ago, one of my old companies, we were one of the first to take the leap and introduce 100% smoke-free buildings.
Right.
You know, that was very scary at the time because you're like, oh gosh, are we going to alienate a lot of people? But then in retrospect, we were ahead of the curve. So to me, this feels like the same type of thing. And for those listening, I hope you'll encourage your teams to take a look at it.
Me too. Me too. To everybody listening, highly encourage. So much that you have done, implemented, made happen. What has been the reception so far to Verus Promise, both internally, but also among your residents?
Yeah. So internally, again, we launched it at the end of September. So we did a lot of training sort of beginning through middle of September of our teams, getting everyone on board, creating marketing collateral that would go in our buildings to make, you know, both existing residents and our prospects aware of it. Our teams were really excited and it gave them, like I said, a tool that was really comprehensive. And so their response to it has been really good. We have gotten some feedback because this to me also is one of those things that it's not a set it and forget it thing. This isn't something that we created it. No, we're done with that. And we move on to the next thing. This is something that's always going to be iterative. And we're always, you know, we want to add to the Verus promise, but we also want to make changes to it if necessary. So as an example, we made a change because of internal feedback from our teams that the way we were issuing resident referrals was cumbersome for our team. And at first, we, you know, those of us who were in leadership positions were kind of like, how difficult could this be? And then we went back and we ran the numbers and we were like, oh, we actually had way more resident referrals than we knew, you know, than we expected. And so it was something that we were like, okay, this is probably really cumbersome for our team. So that was sort of a behind the scenes things. It doesn't impact anything that our residents experience, but because of the feedback from our teams, we were able to make that change. As far as externally, we just literally just closed a survey for our residents. And I was really pleased to find out that over 60% of them are aware of the program.
Wow.
Because a lot of times, you know, they might be coming in through the garage or they miss stuff in the lobby or, you know, we all get inundated with emails and messages all the time. So it's pretty easy to miss something that's going on. So, I mean, we're just shy of 6 months. So the fact that, you know, over 60% of them are aware of it is really awesome. And so the reception's been really positive. I think there's definitely been circumstances where we didn't live up to the promise and our residents held us accountable. And I think that's great. I think it's a great opportunity for us to keep elevating, you know, our offering and getting that feedback for them. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I didn't expect, I guess I hadn't really like thought about it because I was so focused on creating the program and getting it out there. It's interestingly been something tangible for us to point to as we attempt to attract other brands to the partnership, because they can see it. Now it's like live in the world. It's not just something that's conceptual. They see what other brands are a part of it. And they are like, oh, those are really interesting brands. We want to be a part of it. And so that it's been easier for my team to have those conversations with the brands and say, here's how we'd feature you on social. Here's how we would feature you on the website. Here's how our residents see you. Here's how they access the offering, and making them comfortable with, you know, the offering is available in our resident app. So our resident, actually somebody has to live with us to be able to access your discount. That's been a really interesting thing that I didn't really expect or foresee. But I'm also like, I'm really interested to see what others do in our space. Like if competitors look at what we're doing and say, hey, we need to, you know, come up with something similar, because I mean, a lot of people are doing really great things. But they're, again, not communicating, and people might have the puzzle pieces already to create something like this, like we did, and kind of a cool opportunity to offer something different to their residents. So I'm really excited to see like what happens with others. And we're continuing to add to the Verus promise. We're not ready to announce. I was hoping we'd be ready to talk about it today. We're not quite ready, but we're going to have our first major enhancement to the program in the coming months. So I'm really excited to share that with our teams and our residents, and show that the Verus promise is going to continue to push and innovate and be creative and be a real value proposition moving forward.
So you're telling me that we have to have a podcast round three planned.
I'm just like dangling it out there for you so that we can get back together and we can chat about that enhancement, as well as I'm sure there will be other amazing things for us to talk about, because I always enjoy talking marketing with you.
I always do too. And I guess to all of our listeners, you know, just wait, Nicole's coming back.
Coming back, part three.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here today. I always love having you.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great to talk to you today.
Of course. And to all of our listeners, before I let you go, MHN wants to invite you to join the Executive Council. To do so, please send an email to jessica.fiur@cpe-mhn.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like, a review, a follow, and be sure to find MHN on all of our socials. Looking forward to having you tune in next month to Top Marketers.